Homesteading's a challenge, it's fair to say. Things do go wrong most any old day. The work is varied, often different than planned. You're always solving problems and working with your hands. I arose one morning with a task to begin. That new chain on the chainsaw, thought I'd give it a spin and take down the old oak with one main flaw, which is dropping dead limbs over my back door. The morning was bright, the air filled with hope. I gathered my work gloves, chainsaw, and rope, the long-handled axe, the gas oil mix, and I started thinking about all my tree-cutting tricks. It was an ornery critter from the very get-go. That tree pinched the sawbar and would not let go. Took hours to finally work it free. Some days just go wrong, completely. Well, I started back cutting once that tree was laid down and promptly ran out of gas. No more to be found. Was an hour-long run for that trip to the pump. Then I started back in on that cantankerous stump. A blizzard of wood chips was filling up the sky till I caught one in the corner of my eye. On the walk to the sink for the Bausch and Lomb rinse, I allowed the question, did I have any sense? But as the sun was setting over in the west, I set to splitting those chunks laid to rest. The small ones go quick with an axe sharp and right, but a 32-incher is a mighty daunting sight. You need the right weapons, muscle, and grit to downsize those monsters for a good wood stove fit. Yeah, the big ones ain't easy. One learns to attack with a maul and a wedge and a hell of a whack. Except the maul, it was gone, vanished somewhere, and the wedge as well, not here and not there. So I stayed with the axe. What was I thinking? I surely knew better, and I wasn't even drinking. Well, that axe head got buried about 5 inches deep in that hardwood, which might cause a gal to weep. But I rose to the cause, gave that handle a yank. The crack was deafening, to be honest and frank. Yeah, that's when I popped out these 2 vertebrae. Had to sleep standing up, which ain't restful, I'd say. Oh, the morning drive was painful going back into town. I'm getting an automatic the next time around. Well, I had an adjustment and then advice from the chiropractor. You're working too hard, she said. That's the main factor. Working is fine. It'll keep you limber. Just go a little easy when you're chopping that timber. Now, we learn from our mistakes, as everyone knows. And humility is a virtue, like the old saying goes. So, yeah, I've had my lesson. I'm done with that craze. I've adapted. I'm leaving my old Luddite ways. Yeah, I've changed my tune. I'm going hydraulic. I've sworn off the axe like a reformed alcoholic. Got a brand new wood splitter, and I'll tell you, indeed, it will rip through that wood. I just have to feed it. Which should leave more time for carpentry and such. Oh, the cabin will look spiffy with the finish work touch. So today, got a nail gun to put the new floor on, and no more hand chopping for this old axie moron.